Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show, where we do this show every Tuesday night at 9:30 Pacific time. We talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. I am Greg Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. Only one C in there, or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com, where you're going to see lots of basketball, golf, and sports business, as well as other things in there. Really going to ramp it up here as we're starting to really roll into basketball season. And that means that the NWAC is starting to roll. They get a little later start than some of the other leagues, but it doesn't diminish the product one bit. Is that correct there, Trevor Hopp? The head men's coach of Southwestern Oregon Community College, who starts us off each week on this wonderful program. No diminish at all.
Not diminished at all. Thanks for having me on. And you know, I think we're all ready to go. College hoops is in full swing, and this weekend it really kicks off for the NWAC. And I know I'm excited. My team's exciting. I'm sure all the coaches that are coming up behind after me will be saying the same thing. No doubt, won't be diminished. Hopefully, some good basketball will be played this weekend.
And the referees are. Don't forget those great referees there, Trevor. They're excited too.
They're excited and ready to go. You know it.
Yeah, and Trevor, let me ask you, speaking of a condensed season with the NWAC, does that put a little more pressure, and I'm going to ask every coach this tonight, does it put a little bit more pressure on these pre-league games, crossover tournaments, as you head to league play in January, or is it about the same any other type of basketball?
No, I think it's the same. And you know, in the NWAC, it really – you know, playoffs come down to being one of the top four teams in your region. So, you know, our preseason or pre-conference, whatever we want to call it, is important. But everybody wants to be playing their best basketball after January when it's really counting. Not that it's not counting now, but it's really ramped up, I guess, after January when conference rolls around.
In pre-leagues, Trevor, what are the keys, in your opinion, your expert opinion, that it takes from your team year to year or even just this year to get ready for that league starting in January season?
You know, for it's a couple things. For the new guys, it's just getting used to playing college basketball and how fast it is and how much longer the games are and just how more physical it is. So it's guys getting used to the college game, and then it's just a matter of building team, guys coming together, guys developing roles, guys accepting roles, guys becoming stars in their roles. And when that happens, you know, I think when league rolls around, you know, you're going to be in good shape.
And Trevor, I think you hit on a real critical point, as you do every week. You go in, nothing against the high school games, they're great, but you go and watch an NWAC game, then go and watch a high school game. It's like the high school games being played in quicksand.
Yeah, you know, a lot of our players say the same thing. A lot of people that come to our games, that go to a lot of high school games, you know, they'll say, gosh, the games are just so much faster. And that's right. There's nothing to take away from the high school, but you know, we like to play fast, and there's a lot of other people that do. The game's fast. These guys are athletic. You know, they're skilled players. So it's, you know, we've talked about it before. It's good basketball. It's fun, and it is fast and exciting.
Trevor, for fans that are listening, and we have many on this program, it really ramps up in basketball season listenership. Why should they come out and watch you play?
Well, I think anybody that likes, you know, enjoys basketball is going to enjoy an NWAC game. But I just think, you know, there's some great stories out there with different players and different teams. And you know, just every player at the NWAC's got a different story, and but I'll go back to what I said already, is that it's good basketball. It's very competitive. It's played at a high level. It's played at an intense level. And, you know, they're definitely going to enjoy it if they do come out and watch them.
Now, Trevor, once again, who do you open up with here to start the season?
We're going to open up at home on Saturday against our alumni. And that's always been a tough game for us. Actually, last year they beat us. We got some good alumni coming back. So that's going to be a tough test. And then Monday we're actually heading up to Pacific to play their JV team. So we're on the road Monday. So we'll get two games in here pretty quick in the start of the season.
Now, you know, Chalk, who's coming up next, would say there is no alumni at Southwestern Oregon Community College.
Well, he might say that, but we actually have some, and we've had some that have gone on to have great careers at different colleges, and others that are having great careers out in the professional world right now. So there's not much else I can say about that.
And, you know, the other thing, Trevor, is you never know when one of those alumnus might wind up as his boss.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah, what personally are you looking forward to as you start the 15-16 season? I know what you want out of your team, but maybe something a little different than you're wanting personally as you start this season.
You know what? I'm just kind of along for the ride. I'm looking forward to the journey with this team. We've been practicing a lot. We're ready to play, in a sense that we need to play somebody else. I'm not sure if we're really ready, but we are. But I just always look forward to the journey and you don't know where it's going to take you, but I think we got some high character guys. I know we got some hard workers. I know they're competitive. And it's just going to be fun to go up and play other teams and face some adversity and come together and grow. And that's just part of, the exciting part about this job, is that you never know what's ahead, and we're preparing for it, but it's hard to predict, but I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Okay. Saturday night, alumni show up in droves. Monday night, if you're in the Portland metro area, you can go out to beautiful Forest Grove and watch Trevor's team play the Pacific JVs. Trevor will be talking to you next Tuesday night after you'll have two games under your belt. It's been a long time coming when we can talk the actual basketball games, but we love it, and we're going to talk about them. Have a great week.
Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later. See ya.
You betcha. That's Trevor Hoff, the head men's coach of Southwestern Oregon Community College. And the previously mentioned Bruce Chavka is up now at Lane State University, better known as Lane Community College. Bruce, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring this show to a grinding halt. Coach Hoff had some really great enthusiasm. It was good to hear the excitement in his voice. That was pretty cool. I'm trying to stay awake here. I'm an old man, but that was good to hear the excitement in his voice. It's starting to get me a little fired up for our games. That was good stuff. Other than that, I'm doing great.
Yeah, great analysis there of Coach Hopp. He was fired up, and you're always fired up. And same question to you, Bruce. Does the kind of condensed season of the NWAC make you take a different type of look at maybe pre-league games, and maybe if you were playing 11-13 like Division I would do?
You know, it's an interesting deal. I think I have a little bit of different perspective maybe than most, because in California we were on the semester system when I was coaching down there, and we would have 16-week semesters. So we would start school, you know, like that third week of August, and it seemed like we just practiced forever and ever and ever before our first game. So that was always a tough deal. I sort of, for 4 years, I dreaded those fall school starting and starting with the grinding to practice and stuff. So I love the quarter system and the way the NWAC is set up for practices and games. I mean, you get some good quality practices in. I think what makes them quality is that you get to they're not as many of them. You don't have as many, so it's a lot of quality over quantity, and you can sort of get a feel for your team right away. And you know, the learning curve is steep for not only the players, but the coaching staffs are trying to figure out who can play and who can react well and who can get themselves ready and who's buying in and who's, you know, sort of the mental game. Are guys picking it up, that kind of thing. So I think it's great, you know, and you jump into games right away, sort of. And the good thing about it is everybody's in the same boat, you know. It's not like, hey, these teams have been practicing 2 weeks longer than you have or 3 weeks. It's sort of all the same kind of boat. I think Washington Community Colleges start maybe a week before the Oregon ones do, but, you know, that's not necessarily an advantage kind of thing either. So, but it's a good model, and I like it. I definitely wouldn't want to go back to those long, drawn-out semesters where you start on the first day of school and, you know, practice for over 2.5 months before you have a game. That's rough.
Bruce, once again, tell us who you open up with.
We have Concordia JV at our place Friday at 4 o'clock. Our women are having a classic. They go at 4 and 6, so we're kicking it off at 4, and pretty excited. You know, I know the guys, I think I'm going to just reiterate what Coach Hop said. We're ready to play somebody, and I think it's sort of that time of year where you're sick of grinding on each other and beating each other up and guarding your roommate and all that fun stuff. So it's, you know, I use the analogy, time for some fresh meat, the new team coming in, and let's see where we're at and see what work we got to do and how much we got to grow and all that stuff. So it's just sort of big ball of clay, and sort of meet it and add a little water and punch at it and spread it out and sort of try to develop your team and your identity. So it'll be a fun time.
And, Bruce, that's obviously helped a lot more of the four-year schools have gone to JV programs, and they keep adding them. That's going to help the junior colleges and community colleges get a little bit more games in against some really good competition.
Yeah, it is. You know, you never know with the junior varsity program if they're going to have maybe a few of the varsity guys drop down or, you know, what the deal is. You just sort of go by the seat of your pants kind of thing and prepare for the worst and hope for the best. But I like it. You know, it gives you a different flavor, and you get to sometimes usually see the, if you're playing at the four-year school, you get to see some of their players maybe practice before or after your game, talk to the head coach and sort of, you know, expand your network, that kind of thing. So I enjoy it a lot. You know, I like having the ability to play those games. I know you definitely don't want to have your whole preseason be that, but, you know, it's a good one or two games to have on your schedule.
Bruce, you've talked a lot and documented about what you want out of your team this year as a team. Personally, what are you looking forward to accomplishing this year personally as a coach? And I fully realize every one of you is part of the team, but, you know, you want to have some personal growth in there, too, as a basketball coach.
Well, you stole my thunder there with the word growth. I really get excited, and it's just, I don't know how to explain it besides excitement. I get tickled pink watching your team grow and change and morph into something that you're really striving for them to be. You know, you preach and teach every day about how you want to play, what's us, what's not us, you know, how we want to roll, that kind of thing. And sometimes some teams you got to preach and teach it a lot longer, and the light bulb doesn't click off till a lot later in the season. And sometimes those teams figure it out really fast and gain their identity, and you sort of get to mold them how you want. But the reason why I think I'm doing this at the end of the day is just to see that growth with teams and individuals. You know, we try to teach and preach brick by brick, day by day, week by week, month by month of trying to get better. We want to be a different team in 3 weeks than we are now. And just when teams buy into that and it's actually working and you're accomplishing that, that's what really gets me fired up. And it's not a, you know, it's it's just the little things that you get to see with that stuff. It's sort of, you know, a little thing in practice or maybe a game, somebody's reacting different to a press or to being coached, and you just can see the growth happening. And that's the thing I really look forward to and get a really personal kick out of myself, is seeing your team grow and individuals grow. That's the fun part of it.
Hey, Bruce, have a great week. It's an honor to know you, and I'm looking forward to talking next Tuesday with everybody about basketball games, and that'll be a lot of fun.
It sure will. Have a good week, and thanks for having me.
You betcha. That's Bruce Jopka, the head men's coach at Lane Community College in beautiful Eugene, Oregon. Now let's go up to beautiful Portland, Oregon, and Portland Community College and talk to Tony Broaddus, who has won both a championship, state championship in high school at Grant, and a championship in the NWAC. Tony, how are you doing tonight?
Doing good, Greg. Doing good. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. My pleasure. And Tony, you know, we're ready to get this underway. And same question for you. I'm going to ask you, and then I'm going to ask Cliff Fall and you and everybody else I asked earlier. It's really a condensed season with the NWAC before you get to league play. Do you look at that a little differently, as say, compared to if you had a chance like Division One has a chance to maybe play 12, 13 games before they start their league?
Yeah, I would definitely prefer to be able to play some more non-league games before we start league. But we get quite a few, so I'm not complaining too much. But, yeah, I think it's pretty beneficial for everybody if you can get some games in and before they really start counting. So, yeah, I would be all in favor of adding some additional games.
Yeah, me too. As a fan and as somebody that follows the league, I'd love to have additional games. It would be a lot of fun. Tony, as far as I do like that term that I use, personal growth. You've told us what you want your team to accomplish this year, but how about personal growth on your part? What do you look to as you go into your 15-16 season?
Well, quite a few things. Well, one, I'm really thinking that this could be the year that we kind of begin to turn the corner in terms of recruiting the Portland kid who would just stay home and go to Portland Community College, whereas, you know, so many guys want to get out of town, and, you know, they still feel like if I go to Portland Community College out of high school, it's almost like I didn't reach my goals. I didn't get to be as good as I thought I could be. So we're still fighting that. And I'm really hoping that this is a year that that's all going to change, where, you know, we've had some success, but that still hasn't generated to where the top PIL guy who doesn't get a D1 scholarship would decide to stay and go to PCC. So we're working on that, and I got a feeling that this year's roster, with the number of local guys that we have and with the success we're working hard to obtain during the season, I think that may change a little bit after this year, is what I'm hoping.
Very good. Tony, tell everybody who you open up with.
We've got Grays Harbor on Saturday at 7 o'clock at our place. They've got a new coach, and he's really excited about his team. And like all the other coaches have said, we're ready to play, man. We've been playing our guys, ourselves, you know, we're ready to get after it and get against somebody else. And Grays Harbor appears to be a really worthy opponent, and it'll be fun for the home opener.
Very much fun. Get everybody out there to see that game, 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And, Tony, what are they going to see when your fans that – follow the team personally, and then basketball fans who will not come out and watch your games, what are they going to see in that game?
Well, you'll see some talented players. You'll see, like I mentioned, some local guys. We got kids from Roosevelt, Grant, Benson, Madison, and then a couple of Vancouver guys, two Jefferson guys. So you're going to see some local guys. You're going to see some height. We got some size a little bit this year. and you're going to see some exciting basketball because, you know, we get after it. And I always encourage my kids to play and not think twice about what could happen if I take this shot or if I, you know, you're going to see some guys, some free-willing, but at the same time, organized basketball and guys out there having fun and cheering for each other and are in a great environment. I like our place. You know, if I could make some changes, I would add a few things to the gym, maybe knock that wall out and expand it a little bit. But the way it is now, it gets really loud in there, and it's a fun experience for the crowd, that's for sure.
I was just going to say, it's really fun. I really enjoy it. I love the traffic going by on Killingsworth. I'm kind of an ambiance guy, and I always have been, whether I play golf or go to basketball games. But, you know, Tony, one of the great things, you ran off a whole bunch of PIO schools, and I'm going to have a start a show with Scott Aker, the outstanding and longtime PIO coach, every Wednesday night. So I'm looking forward to that, just another basketball show. But I'm also looking forward to the NWAC season. And Tony, you won a championship. And I guess take us out in your section interview here about the NWAC. It just is so underrated, and it's so much fun, and there's so many really nice kids and great coaches.
Yeah, the talent level is a lot higher than folks may realize, that they've never come to see a game. The coaching is really good, you know, and then you get exciting crowds as well. So I think anybody who has never come to an NWAC game, once they'll go there, they'll be hooked, you know. The like I said, the players can go. You got high flyers. You got three-point shooters. I mean, just think about the kid from Clackamas last year who hit those, like, seven threes against us. He hit three of them from darn near half court. I mean, that's basketball. That's a high level of basketball that's being played. And, you know, I'm excited for it. I think anybody that comes to watch some games will be hooked. So, yeah, come. Start with the Portland Community College Panthers, and you will not be disappointed. I can tell you that.
I would agree with that. And, Tony, thanks for a great job tonight. We'll look forward to seeing you very soon. And let's get a lot of people out there Saturday night at 7 p.m. to see you play Grace Harbor. Have a great week, and next week we'll talk about that game.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach of Portland Community College. And the before-mentioned coach of Clackamas Community College, Tony, talking about all those threes. Let's go to Cliff Wagner in Oregon City, Oregon, into his 40th year of coaching basketball, and does a tremendous job at Clackamas Community College. Good evening, Cliff.
Well, good evening, Greg. Nice to be on the show again tonight. I'm talking to you from downtown Portland. Actually, I'm on an airport run to pick up my lovely wife in about an hour, so I'm doing the show from down in Portland tonight. But greetings from Portland.
And for people listening around the world, which we do have, Cliff, we had quite a day weather-wise. I hope you're safe. I hope everybody's power is back on. But the power is really going to be on come this weekend with the NWAC. And Tony's talking about playing Grace Harbor Saturday night. You play them on Sunday at 3 p.m., Clackamas Community College.
Yeah, that's right. So I was going to ask Tony if he was still listening to run him, press him, maybe go a couple overtimes for extra practice, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, we look forward to seeing that ball game. That'll be 3 p.m. on Sunday at our place. And then we have a game Friday night with Multnomah University JV at 6 p.m. at our place as well. So it'll be great to get two ball games in this weekend, and we're really looking forward to opening our season.
Yeah, and as I ask I asked Bruce about the being able to play these JV teams at four-year schools. That's really helping, I think. And it's really good competition. That game against Multnomah is going to be really good Friday night.
Sure, yeah. It's good to get up and, like, just play anybody else right now. But we want to continue our relationship with Multnomah University, and we have a great relationship with their school and their staff. So it's nice to be able to play that game. We appreciate them sending a group over to play us for an opening season game.
And, Cliff, it's been exciting for me this year. Everywhere I go, I wind up seeing an alumnus of Clackamas Community College. I was over to Warner last night, and I've seen Multnomah and other schools. You got a lot of your players spreading out into four-year schools.
Yeah, we do, and it's always exciting to watch those kids. And we've actually seen already, we've seen Zeke Martin play. We've seen Spencer Bankafier play. We've seen Brandon Halter play. So we've had a lot of fun getting out early and getting our juices flowing by seeing our ex-players and being at college basketball games. That's always fun. And you really root for those kids to go on and get their bachelor's degrees and be able to play two more years of basketball for Clackamas. That's our goal for all of our kids that want to achieve that.
Cliff, you're a lot younger than I am, but we basically have grown up together in the game of basketball, and but yet we both want to keep growing with it. And from a personal growth standpoint, and it doesn't diminish the team concept, what do you want to see this year out of yourself?
Well, it's hard for me to separate that from a team concept, actually, because I think for myself, one of my goals is to really, really articulately clarify the vision of how we want to play basketball and to do it in a positive way and focus on keeping it positive, but just using my best communication skills and talking with kids individually and talking with them in every possible teaching context to make sure that it's clear what we want done. And another personal goal is to help my assistant coach, Brian Stamm, continue to develop. And he's taken just a huge step this year. It's been really good with Paul Fiskum stepping out. Brian has had to step up and do a lot more things. And he's really grown as a coach. And that's been nice to work with him and have him make such great strides as a coach. And he's going to be a great head coach himself someday.
All the coaches alluded to it. Tony just alluded to it. Cliff, the NWAC crowds are loud, and they get an electric atmosphere, and it's no different at Clackamas. A lot of packed houses over there, and it's just fun.
Well, it really is. And, you know, we've got a great support system from our student body. We're one of the bigger schools in terms of the number of sports we offer. A lot of schools only offer 2 to 4 sports, but we have 11 different sports. So we've got a lot of athletes on campus, and they're really tremendous supporters. And it seems like, 100 of those in the building are like 1,000 regular fans, being college students and the energy they bring. So we've had a great run of crowds at home the last few years. I really think doing this show is gotten a lot of the word out and helped our attendance immensely. So thank you for that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. But you guys also have a great product. You can't do it without a great product. And in conclusion tonight, Cliff, what product will fans expect? And I know you're going to have a big crowds Friday and Sunday. And don't forget that a different starting time Sunday, 3 p.m. fans out there. 7 o'clock Friday night, it's going to be electric.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that fans are going to see some really intelligent sophomore guards and backcourt leadership out of Garrett Littoral and Joey Baldwin. They've really got to step up and help us on the floor be stable and stoic and organized. I think fans are going to see some of the better, bigger athletes in the NWAC and the crew of post kids that we have. And I think the crowds are going to see some really good shooters, some really good athletes. You're going to see a great freshman class that over the course of the season is going to step up and develop into college basketball players. And we see that happening on a weekly basis. We're getting better and better. And so we're really excited to start playing games now.
Cliff, I'll see you Friday and Sunday. And well, great to talk about them on Sunday night on the Portland Metro Small College Hoop Show. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Greg. We look forward to it. Good night.
You betcha. That's Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College. Whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for listening, by the way, always get out and go see a game. Just get out and see an NWAC game. It's a terrific product. Good night, everybody, and don't forget to make your free throws.